top hand. That's me. Cotton. I don't use my last name much. I ain't ashamed of it. I just figure Cotton will do. I've punched cows from Texas to Montana territory. I've been over the Bitterroot and seen the ocean. Took my breath away. Damn near as much as that place folks got to call in the Grand Canyon. It's grand, all right. I seen it just after Major Powell come along in 69. But I got lost as a goose in there. Took me 3 days to find my way out. I don't talk about that much. But this job. There was something about this here sheriffing job that just wasn't shaping up right in my mind. I looked up. Everybody was looking at me. What happened to the last sheriff?
Oh, why, he up and quit.
I reckon George knew I'd find out anyways. And the one before him?
He got roped and drugged.
And the one before him?
He got killed.
Now I was getting down to the facts. Who killed him and why?
Gun hands from the Circle L right out there in front of my place. I killed him in a fair fight. And cause he was a coward and they knowed it.
Baited him like you would a bull, huh?
Yes, sir.
I thought a mite longer. Now, if I could stick it out for a year, I could have me a right nice poke. By living close, I could have 1,000. And that could get me started on a small spread. I looked at that cafe man kinda hard.
I get my meals free.
Oh, now, hey, wait a minute. You had enough last night for 3 people.
But George gave him an eyeballing and he closed his mouth. They probably figured I'd be dead in a month anyways.
Well, certainly, Sheriff, that's fine.
And I ain't buying my own lead, neither.
Yeah, that's perfectly understandable. Get them at my store.
Belle batted her eyelashes at me. Plumb sickening.
Where do I bunk?
George swelled up like a coon in the moonlight.
Right there.
He pointed toward the rear.
You got 2 nice rooms back yonder and a 2-hole privy out back. It's even got a back flap for better ventilation.
Okay. You folks got yourselves a sheriff.
Oh, goody!
Belle shook my hand, and Belle puckered up. But I shook her hand, too. She just grinned big and batted her eyes, and then sashayed out to the boardwalk, her bustle a-jumping from right to left. You ever followed a cow? You know what I mean. With that rear end of hers, she didn't need no extra girth. 2 axe handles wide as it was. I stuck the badge in my pocket and began unpacking my kit and war bag. I was gonna have to buy me some new duds. Mine was shabby looking. Digging down in my war bag, I fished out my 2nd gun. I seldom wore it, cause don't nobody but tin horns and trouble hunters and them looking for a reputation pack 2 shotguns. Well, maybe another tap. Lawmen, toting a big badge. That makes them a handy target.